Welcome to Open Studio, where we put a spotlight on the arts, artists, and issues in the cultural community. I'm Tom Musgrave. A Lexington musical tradition is opening one week from tonight. Everybody! Produced by University of Kentucky Opera Theater, It's a Grand Night for Singing is Kentucky's longest-running Broadway revue. And it's running from next Friday through June 21st at the Singletary Center for the Arts on UK's campus. And today we've got Dr. Tedrin Blair Lindsay, a member of the UK Opera Theater faculty and associate music director for Grand Night. He's here to talk to us about this grand event. Welcome, Tedrin.
Hi, Tom. Thank you. Glad to be here.
So how many years for Grand Night, and how long have you been with the production?
This is the 34th year of Grand Night, and I've been with the production, I think, since 1999. I want to say this is my 27th year.
Wow. Okay. We'll get into that in a little bit. I have some questions related to your tenure there.
Oh, sure.
What can folks expect from this year's show?
Well, we like to call it From Billboard to Broadway. We have a little bit of something for everyone, some pop tunes, some current things on Broadway, especially focusing on things that have been Tony nominated, and then some old chestnuts as well.
Yeah. What's an example of an old chestnut that maybe that gets redone every now and then?
Well, we're doing the Trolley Song from Meet Me in St. Louis. That's from back in the 40s. And then we're doing some things from the 80s, for example, like a number from Phantom, a number from Les Mis, and then a lot of current things as well.
Okay. Are there any surprises you can tease us with?
Oh, wow. There's always a surprise. Off the top of my head, let me think on that. We'll get back to
sure.
that.
So what's your favorite part of this production of Grand Night for Singing?
Well, of course, I love doing my solo every
of
year.
Course.
Every year, that's just sort of a highlight of my creative process for the year. But my favorite song in the show is always our title song, our theme song. It's A Grand Night for Singing. And every year when we're introducing it to the cast, inevitably there are people who have never been in the show before. And on the surface, you can look at that song and say, oh, that's really sappy and sweet. But the rhymes are so ingenious, and what it says about a romantic moonlit night as connected to music is just so beautiful. It warms my heart every year. And we actually have T-shirts this year for Grand Night, on the back of which it says, "Everybody!" like Everett McCorvey says, as the whole crowd is singing it. If we ever didn't do that song, I think people would revolt.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the theme of the show, right?
It is.
So you mentioned the lyrics. Is that a Lawrence Hart or Oscar Hammerstein?
It's
lyric?
Oscar Hammerstein.
Okay.
It's from their movie State Fair, Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Okay. I couldn't remember. I should have looked that up
so
before.
So the beautiful waltz melody by Rodgers, and then the, as I said, ingenious lyrics by Hammerstein.
So when does preparation start for this show?
As soon as the show closes, we already have ideas for how to make it better next year. Certain things that we didn't do in this year that we thought, oh, that would be great for next year. And then really the logistical planning begins in earnest once the new school year begins in September. There are production meetings that start happening even before the auditions, which typically happen toward the end of March. And then we select the cast. And in the last few years, we've had what are called the Rosenstein Scholars. Mr. Rosenstein gave money to fund some students who work as a core in the ensemble, but then also have duties outside of that, like assembling the music and anything that we need help with in terms of getting things done. And so the Rosenstein Scholars start rehearsing the music and preparing things even before the semester ends. Mm. We had our first actual music rehearsal with the full cast this past Monday. Okay. So we will focus on music this week. Next week, we'll start staging the big anchor numbers as we start focusing on the smaller ensemble numbers. And finally, probably in a couple of weeks, we'll start looking at the solo pieces and cobble all that together for a what we call a room run, where all of the production staff, like the brilliant lighter Tanya Harper and our costumer and set people, everyone involved backstage will come and see the room run, where we try to run through the whole piece. And then we'll put it on its feet in the Singletary Center Concert Hall, which inevitably requires a couple of nights of just placing people on the stage, because we rehearse in the beautiful upstairs rehearsal room in the Schmidt Vocal Arts Center, where opera theater is housed. But the Singletary stage is bigger than that rehearsal room. Oh. So getting people spread out, knowing what platforms they're on, then the process is kind of the same. We start with the big numbers and then go down to the smallest ones. And then the week before the show on the Sunday is when the orchestra gets together for the first time, and we have just an orchestra rehearsal, an all-afternoon and all-evening proposition with our wonderful conductor, Rob Baldwin, who has been doing it for 1 year less than I. So I want to say this is going to be his 26th year. Wonderful conductor, wonderful musician, and wonderful friend to all of us. And then on the Monday night of production week, we start teching. And by Thursday night, we're doing a full dress rehearsal. And Friday night, we open. And then we run. And it all seems over too soon.
It really
felt that way back in the day when we did just one weekend.
Oh, yeah. So one thing I have not touched upon here that I think is an important part of Grand Night is it's a community event, not just in terms of the audience, of course, but the ensemble, too. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. It's always been a town and gown proposition. And over the years, we've had different people be in it for numbers of years at a time, or else get their feet wet once or twice. And this year we have several people who are new to the game and quite a few who are returning from the community. We also open it to high school students of a certain age and higher, and many of them then will go on to continue to be in Grand Night once they're at the university, or even we have some who are going to EKU and come to be in Grand Night with us. So all ages. I would say our community ages range from high school to, oh, I don't know, how old is that guy? Maybe 60, 65.
Yeah. I've known a few.
I won't name names.
I've known a few of the post 60 people who have been in the ensemble before. And so you've been doing this for a while, 27 years, I think
yes.
you said. Are there any memorable performances that come to mind when you think back on those 27 years?
Well, there are. Every year people say, oh, this was the best one yet. And most years I actually feel that they're correct about that. We really try to make it better each year. Every year we come away with more knowledge of how to do that. I don't know. I guess a memorable year was the year that we did perform at the Lexington Opera House. It was the year when things were just starting to open up again after the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And even though that was kind of a rough rehearsal process and the only time we've done it ever at the Opera House, it was memorable simply because it meant a lot to people that we were trying to get Grand Night back up on its feet. That was also the year that it started to become a 90-minute one-act show instead of a longer two-act show where we would sometimes clock in at 2.5 hours. And our wonderful Dean, Mark Shonda, really liked the fact of the 90-minute show.
Yeah.
So we've tried to keep it as that. I got a little off track from your question. I think probably the year that we did the 25th anniversary gala, and it was filmed by KET and then branched out into the world from there. That was truly memorable because we got to revive a lot of the strongest numbers that we had done to date. And of course, that was now 9 years ago.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Hard to imagine. But did you get to watch the broadcast at all?
Oh, yeah. I've watched it numerous times.
Okay. I mean, what's that? Because you're participating in it. It's like being in a pit orchestra and you can't see what's going on. Mm-hmm. So what's it like to actually be able to watch it?
Well, it's really fun to see from the front what I'm watching from behind. I see everyone's rear ends.
Oh, okay.
from the piano vantage point. And it's fantastic to see. And Bob Pickering, our set designer, comes up with something new and different every few years, and then we use it for a while because sets are expensive. Mm-hmm. Costuming has become an important element in the show, so it's fun to see that come to life. And more than anything, I've already mentioned Tanya Harper, the I guess she's not the program director. She would be the technical director at the Singletary Center. But she's also our lighting designer. And the Lexington area has been blessed beyond belief, probably beyond most people's understanding, of how wonderful it is to have an artist of her capacity lighting our stages here in Lexington. It's always just spectacular. I mean, what she does with my solos is so fun because there's not that much visual to watching someone play the piano, even though I try to rock it out, so to speak. But she makes it come to life with her brilliant ideas of how to capture what the music is doing in light. And she does that with all the numbers, not just mine, of course. So fabulous.
Well, that's one of those disciplines that you only notice if it goes wrong, unfortunately.
True.
It seems good lighting is unobtrusive and inconspicuous.
Yeah.
But we don't take that for granted.
No. Kudos, Tanya.
So what do you... It's sort of a two-part question, but for those first-timers in the cast, what do you hear or see in terms of their reactions that first time that first rehearsal in Singletary?
Well, the first rehearsal in the Schmidt Vocal Arts Center, their reaction seems to be mostly overwhelmed because it goes so fast. I mean, when they realize, all right, you're expected to have all of the anchor numbers memorized by the end of this week so that we can start staging them next week. Their eyes open a bit wide, but they then do it. But everyone is excited to get up on the stage on the Monday of production week and start really envisioning what it's going to look like in that space and how it feels to be on the big stage in the big hall. And then we add the orchestra behind it starting on Tuesday night. It's just so much fun.
Yeah. Orchestra can sometimes, they can go either way. It can be incredibly intimidating or it can really buttress a performance, I think.
Well, by the time we get to that point, I think everyone is ready to hear it, not just with the two pianos, my colleague Nan McSwain and I, but also the band behind.
Yeah. Everyone in the audience has got the notes under their fingers, so to speak.
So to speak.
So in terms of audience members, what do you hear, especially first-time audience members, do you ever get a chance to interact with them and hear what their reaction to the show is?
Sure. Everett and Alicia McCorvey and I and others frequently get stopped in the supermarket, at the gas station, wherever, saying, oh, you're the guy from Grand Night. And people who have been coming for years, for them it's a tradition. Mm-hmm. And for the newcomers, we're always surprised that there are so many people in the audience who are seeing it for the first time, because it's been going on so long and it's been such a popular tradition in Central Kentucky. But they always basically say, oh, we're coming back. This was the best thing we've seen. We can't believe that there's something in Lexington of this Broadway quality that is just right here. And it's done with our own students and our own community people. Oh, my goodness. So
certainly a testimonial to the caliber of performance. And again, you know, getting back to the everyone expects a good performance from a music student. But I think when you see community members, there's like, wow, I never realized they could do that.
Yeah.
And there's probably a lot of that being said in the lobby, too.
Well, that's true. Lots of them are friends and family of those folks saying,
oh, yeah.
I didn't know she had that in her.
Yeah. Secret talent. And it must be tough being a celebrity when you get recognized. It's so tough.
Yeah, I hate it. No. I'm delighted. Just, first of all, that it means so much to people that they would want to step up and say, oh, I appreciate what you're giving to us. We have felt about Grand Night for years and really about the whole UK Opera program, how the community supports and loves what we do. In fact, it doesn't really matter what we do. They have come to expect that it's going to be of a high quality, which we strive vigorously to maintain. But they just already love whatever we're going to give to them. And I don't know that that's true of lots of arts communities throughout the country or the world. To be respected and loved and enjoyed right here at home.
Yeah.
I mean, the world is open to us from here, but this is where we're giving our most. And I love that people love that and recognize that.
And
it means a lot to us.
And delivering consistently. And that's I think Central Kentucky is very good for that.
Yep.
Across the disciplines. So tell folks how they can learn more about Grand Night for Singing and get tickets.
Well, you can get tickets from the Singletary Center ticket office at 859-233-3535. The dates of the show are Friday, June 12th through Sunday, June 14th, and then the next weekend, Friday, June 19th through Sunday, June 21st. The Friday night performances are at 7:30 p.m., and the Saturday and Sunday performances are both matinees that begin at 2.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Tedrin Blair-Lindsay, for joining us today on Open Studio.
It's my pleasure. Everyone come to Grand Night.
Yes. You can see Tedrin at the production of UK Opera Theater's Grand Night for Singing, opening next Friday at the Singletary Center for the Arts. Listen to Open Studio every Friday during WUKY's Morning Edition and in the afternoon during All Things Considered. Or listen to extended segments at the Open Studio podcast, available at WUKY.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Do you have an idea for an Open Studio segment? We're always on the lookout for news and events in Central Kentucky's arts and cultural community. Email us at openstudiowuky@gmail.com or visit our Facebook page, keywords Open Studio on WUKY. Your idea may make it on the air. I'm Tom Musgrave. Thanks for listening to Open Studio on WUKY.